In the last 2 years, Ice Spice has become one of the hottest female rappers out. She dropped several popular songs throughout 2023 and 2024 that allowed her to establish herself as the next big artist. Since her rise to fame, we have been seeing her everywhere, from the Met Gala to hanging out with Taylor Swift at the Super Bowl. While things have been going rather great for Ice Spice, recently things have started to take a turn for the worse, as her own friends are coming out and exposing her for being a soulless puppet. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, we will be talking about Ice Spice being exposed. But before you begin, I just wanted to let my patrons know, a new Patreon exclusive is dropping by Sunday. This one is about the evil German dictator from World War II and his connections to the occult. So if you're one of my Patreon members or Truth General members here on YouTube, you can expect that video soon. If you're not a member, you should consider joining. For $3 a month, you get access to this video when it drops and to 30 other videos that are not allowed here on YouTube. If you want to join, hit the link in the description now. Now, let's get right into it. Ice Spice has had a rather quick rise to fame. It appeared like she had just popped out of nowhere and got a fan base overnight. To many, her rise to fame was almost too quick, as if her career was given to her. Well, if you saw my video exposing Ice Spice over a year ago, you would know that's exactly what happened. Ice Spice was chosen and given a career, as she is one of the recent examples of a successful industry plant. This is something that by now, most of her fans are starting to realize, as she uses the same generic industry plant strategies that are used by the record labels. A couple of weeks back, she was exposed for faking an industry relationship with the rapper Central C. Because they had a song coming out, the labels instructed her to act as if she was dating Central C to market the song. Ice Spice posted pictures and made it appear like she was now with Central C, which got some of the fans hyped for their song. Unfortunately for Ice though, this would end up blowing up in her face, after Central C's girlfriend went online and exposed Ice Spice for faking their relationship to trick the fans. Fans weren't feeling this betrayal of their trust, and it only got worse when it was discovered that Ice Spice had a boyfriend the entire time she was trying to pull this stunt with Central C, which made her fans look at her as even more fake and untrustworthy. Now, fake industry relationships aren't anything new, as they happen all the time. This is common for the record labels to create these fake made-up relationships for their artists because they know it would help sell more records. The only thing is, this further confirms that Ice Spice is just a puppet doing whatever her label tells her to do. Ice Spice has no control over her life at this point, as the labels tell her who to date, how to dress, and what music to make. Her fans are finally realizing she sold their soul for 15 minutes of fame that's sadly coming to an end. After what she was caught doing recently during a video posted on social media, it only further confirms to many that she sold her soul. A couple of days back, Ice Spice went viral again for the wrong reason. This time, she was caught doing something unholy during a moment that was supposed to be a holy prayer. A video of Ice Spice in a prayer circle started going viral online. Not because Ice Spice was praying, but it's because of what she was caught doing during the prayer circle. I'ma play the video and you tell me if you spotted it.
I'ma just say this prayer so the Lord can protect us as we go through the rest of the night and the rest of our careers. Right. You understand? So everybody hold hands. Hold hands. Lord, thank you so much for bringing this amazing group together right now with this amazing stream and our amazing teams. Lord, we are all from the same place and we are all trying to get to the same place, which is the top. And we all want to experience different things in our lives, Chad. So thank you so much for bringing all of us together. And I pray that you allow us to grow on other people, on each other. And I pray that you allow us to reach any measures in his life. And just watch over us daily. You bless us. You allow us to bless other people with our work and our amazing craft. And you help us enjoy this night. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
If you didn't, don't worry, because at first glance, I didn't notice anything either. But then Dee pointed out Ice Spice's hand gesture right after they finished praying. And if you look closely, she throws up the devil horn hand gesture right as she's finishing the prayer. After seeing this, I analyzed the video further and I noticed her demeanor the entire time they were praying. She looked like she was grinning and rolling her eyes the entire time they were praying. Then, when everyone else finished their prayer with an amen, Ice Spice stood quiet and threw up the devil horns. When fans saw this, they instantly called her out for it, as it's clear she wasn't really participating in the prayer circle and was caught again throwing up the devil horn hand gesture. This reminds me of the whole Super Bowl situation where she was seen with Taylor Swift again throwing up the double horn hand gesture. Ice Spice is aggressively showing her alliance, and it all started right after she did that video with Taylor Swift. I covered the video as it was full of Masonic imagery. Now we see Ice Spice throwing up the devil horns every chance she gets. She is doing her best to show that she took the oath. While we can pretty much already see for ourselves that Ice Spice sold her soul, her own friends are coming out to confirm this. As a couple months back, Ice Spice's best friend had a falling out with her and proceeded to air out her dirty secret, revealing exactly how Ice Spice made it. According to her own former best friend, who goes by Baby Stormy, Ice Spice only made it to the top because she sold their soul. She wrote this on Twitter. I thought she was a real friend. I've known her since she was 13, and we went to the same grade school in high school. Sacred Heart in Yonkers, New York. We met in the 8th grade, and she was my high school bully. I forgave her after high school because she apologized for bullying me. She only tried to rekindle with me when I started doing music and got some motion. She used my connections and resources to make her way to the top and pretended to be my friend. She forced everyone in her life to sign an NDA, including me, but the only person I'm signed to is God. So I will speak the truth. Lotto rose to fame because of her talent and talent only. Isis rose to fame because she sold her soul. In this post, Baby Stormy tells us that she has been friends with Ice Spice since the 8th grade, confirming that Ice Spice sold her soul to make it, and even reveals that Ice Spice makes her family members and friends sign NDAs so they can't speak out against her. This is typical in the music industry, and it already tells us that she's playing the industry games. This is not hard to see. Her instant rise to fame has sellout written all over it. Her boyfriend Riot, who is also her producer that she met in college and has been hiding their relationship her entire career, is the son of a legendary New York City DJ, DJ Enough. Riot gave Ice Spice her entire career. He used his father's connections to get her where she is. Ice Spice was planted from the beginning. Nothing about her rise to fame is organic. Another one of Ice Spice's friends has also come out to confirm that Ice Spice is soulless. Just a couple of days back, artist Cleo Trappa, who was seen hanging around Ice Spice on many occasions and claims to be a former friend of hers, came out and also exposed her, saying similar things about her as her other friend. According to Cleo, Ice Spice is not working for God, and she is soulless and dark, even saying that she needs to get saved.
You know what I'm saying? Because people fail to realize that she skipped a very important part in her career, which was the grind. She barely had to do that. She barely had to do that. And that's okay. Some people are lucky. Some people are lucky. And we're going to call it luck. We're not going to call it her being blessed, because I don't think the Lord will bless somebody like her. Her soul is, it doesn't belong to the person above. She is very dark and very soulless. And I've never been around this girl for more than 10 hours. Anytime I hung out with her, it was something very small, a small gathering, a small event. It was video shoots, you know what I'm saying? It never was chilling in the crib. Face not done, chilling. You get what I'm saying? Like on some real friendship. That's why I kind of got annoyed when a lot of people thought he was like, oh, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't like, oh, but it was like, we were still cool. Like that was still my girl, bro. So it was just her energy. I got to witness this very firsthand. I was around her every day, 24/7. I mean, not all the time, because she would go straight to the back into that room. And when I would see her, like at the venue and whatever, because after the Philly situation, I barely saw her. She was dark. She just, oh my God, like it's even scary to talk about. Like, bro, that girl, she needs to be saved. Like, I don't know if she was always like that, this Hollywood, but Hollywood never changed me. Like, Hollywood never changed me.
As you heard for yourself, another one of Ice Spice's friends confirms she sold out, telling the world that there's something dark about her. What more evidence do we need if her own friends are telling us that she is soulless and that she sold out to make it? And then we see everything else that she got going on. Ice Spice is currently going through the transformation right in front of us. This is why Ice Spice's career has been climbing so quickly with music that's mediocre at best. This is why we saw Ice at the Met Gala. And this also just so happens to be the first time we caught her throwing up the one-eye symbolism. After the Met Gala, we saw her with Taylor Swift in this music video that was full of Masonica code imagery. Do you think that's a coincidence? We know it's not. We know Ice Spice paid the price to make it where she is. About a year back, Ice stated that sooner than later, we were going to start seeing Ice Spice showing her alliance more often. Now we see her throwing up devil horns at the Super Bowl and while in prayer circles. None of this is surprising as she was chosen to push destructive agendas. The elite want women to act just like they make Ice Spice pretend to be. They want women to abandon all morality and sell themselves to the highest bidder. More women now than ever are selling their beauty on OF for a $5 subscription fee. Women have been brainwashed to think that being on OF is somehow empowering them, when in reality, it's devaluing them. The elite have rappers like Ice Spice and Megan Thee Stallion promote moralist behavior. These young teens look up to these rappers like Ice Spice and want to be just like them. They see the way these women act and try to imitate it. That's why all these women are selling themselves, because it's the same thing these rappers are doing. They run around underdressed and rap about their beauty to get what they want. These women aren't teaching our young women any morals or good behavior. They are creating OF models who don't value themselves at all. This is the reason the elite push these women all in our faces. Thankfully, Ice Spice is being exposed, and hopefully, she would lose that influence she has over all of her fans. So many young girls are getting brainwashed by her ridiculous music. Music she doesn't even write. Music that's made by a record label who have their own agendas to push. We have to wake up and call out all these puppets in order to save the next generation, as things are only getting worse by the day with rappers like Sexy Red. We have to remember that every day we wake up, our souls are at stake. That's why it's so important we help those who can't see the truth find the truth. Well, that's it for this one. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.